This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has said the civil services play a predominant role in implementing the government's plans and policies at the grassroots level. Addressing the Civil Services Day in New Delhi today, Mr. Radhakrishnan said, plans can be made in capital Delhi, but fruitful results in remote villages come only when they are implemented in their true sense. Calling Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel the father of All India Services, the Vice President said, Sardar Patel brought the nation together under a shared spirit of service and unity. He said the steps of Sardar Patel have enabled the country's journey from colonial India to Vikasit Bharat.
This is the only service where you migrate from your home state to other state and you live whole life sometimes there. All of your service, many of the civil service, IAS, IPSs are serving that state only. This is where the integration of the country is getting strengthened and you are the greatest ambassadors in that. The step of Sardar Patel ji has enabled Bharat in a journey from colonial India to march towards a Viksit and Atmanirbhar Bharat.
Mentioning several initiatives of the government, Mr. Radhakrishnan said, be it infrastructure, health or education, India now holds a place of pride on the global stage. In his address, Union Minister of State for Personnel and Public Grievances, Dr. Jitendra Singh said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, there has been a paradigm shift in governance.
It's been a long journey, ladies and gentlemen, but over the last 12 years, ever since Prime Minister Modi took over, there has been a paradigm shift. A shift from individual delivery to institutionalized delivery. A shift from rule to role. A shift from administration-centric governance to citizen-centric governance. You will all recall, soon after he took over as Prime Minister, Modi ji has given us the mantra of maximum governance, minimum government.
President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah have extended their greetings to all civil servants on National Civil Service Day. In a social media post, President Murmu said, the commitment of civil servants continues to strengthen responsive governance and reinforce public institutions. She noted that from the formulation of innovative, future-oriented and citizen-centric policies to their effective implementation on the ground, civil servants' work significantly impacts the quality of life of millions. Campaigning for assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and first phase in West Bengal will end this evening. Single phase polling in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal is scheduled for the 23rd of April. The second phase of polling in West Bengal will be conducted on the 29th of April, with the counting of votes for all polling states and union territories to take place on the 4th of May. In West Bengal, total 152 seats will go to polls in the first phase. More from our correspondent.
Canvassing for the first phase of assembly election in West Bengal ends today. Political parties are doing last-minute public meetings across the state. Today, BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah addressed a public rally in Karsiang and assured the Gorkha community to solve the Gorkha issue within 6 months after coming to power in West Bengal. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress Chief and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee addressed a public meeting in Holdia and scathingly attacked BJP over the alleged falsehood the party is spreading in Bengal. Amit Shah will address public rallies in Purva and Pashchim Mednipur and Pashchim Bardhaman districts also. Mamata Banerjee will address public meetings in North 24 Parganas districts and Kolkata today. Congress, Left and other parties are also canvassing in support of party candidates across the state. Kollan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
In Tamil Nadu, Union Minister Piyush Goyal claimed that a massive wave in favour of the NDA is evident and clear. The General Secretary of the AIADMK, Edappadi Palaniswami, blamed the DMK for a dynastic rule. Campaigning at Salem today with NDA partners, he said the state is infested with law and order issues and it needs an efficient government. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has begun his three-day official visit to Germany. The Defence Ministry in a social media post said, during the visit, Mr. Singh will hold bilateral talks with his German counterpart. Jammu and Kashmir Board of School Education today declared the Class 10th annual regular examination results for the March-April 2026 session of Jammu Division. And with that, we end this news bulletin.